Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball breakfast.
It's funny you have red flags on yourself there, Colin.
I wanted to point that out. Just wanted to say my red flag for you is that I enjoy hangovers.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Renault is powering our drive around Dublin today in the stylish new hybrid SUV, the Austral. Not only kicks out 200 horsepower, but is also packed with innovative tech. Check this out. Hey Google, play Off the Ball.
And then I'm on cloud 9 and looking forward to Sunday.
Wasn't.
Eviva is where we're headed. To go collect former Irish international and Leinster legend, James Tracy, for a spin around town and a chat about the autumn internationals. This is Backseat Pundits.
Joe Smith, what was he like? He's back in town obviously this weekend, Ireland versus Australia, but he must have been amazing to be under.
He was class, yeah, and I owe him a lot. You know, he gave me my first Leinster cap and first Ireland cap. But I think the eye-opening thing for me is how much effort and detail went into every game and how good he was at getting you up for whether you were playing against Japan or the All Blacks. You felt like you were going up against the most efficient, best team in the world, and he'd always have clips to show you every bit of danger that they had, but he'd also challenge you in the moments of always been on. And one thing I heard one of the Aussie players talking about how Joe talks about being sparked, where he was practicing his kicking, and as the ball was being kicked to him, Joe threw him a ball and he caught it, and he was like, love that. He's like little, he's just always challenging you in little ways, but like, you always got to be on, you always got to be ready for the unexpected. But like, even when you're, you know, the session's over or whatever, he's just always on you, little things. And there's a lot more to his brilliance than that. He was able to come up with a menu and a way of playing that was so effective. Like, Ireland had, I think it was a 54% win rate before Joe came in, and he left with 72, and we'd beaten everyone. You know, like, what an amazing legacy. He's an absolute genius of the game. It wasn't the most comfortable environment to be in, but that was how he created that tense environment to give you the opportunity that when you were in the most tense moments in a game, you were, I wouldn't say comfortable in chaos, but you were definitely used to it.
You come across as someone that would be comfortable in that environment, but I'd say for some people it was a bit like, geez, I'm always on edge here. I don't want to, you know, do anything wrong, really. I want to make sure I'm finishing my dinner. I don't want to be like leaving any leftovers. I don't want to do anything out of line here.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was comfortable in it. I think the only comfortable ones were probably Johnny and a few others who were the elite lads. Everyone else was cannon fodder at any point, and you just got to learn to live with that as well. You know, I'd seen grown men kicked out of walkthroughs in a hotel lobby, so there was, no one was safe. But that created, you know, an environment of excellence, and only the highest standards were acceptable, and no stone was unturned going into the game, and that gave you a level of confidence. As harsh as an environment it was to be in, it was class, and I don't think you'd find many players really who'd have a bad word to say about his coach.
Back this weekend, as I mentioned, the Australia team kind of thought they were turning a new page, but their form last couple of games, not great. Lost to Italy last weekend. How are you looking at him with that squad now? He's obviously leaving very soon and Les Kids will take over, but how would you say he's done, like, in terms of, he obviously had recently pretty successful time against the Lions, more or less.
They didn't
win the series, but
they were very close to it. You know, they're one big moment away from winning that series. I think if you were to look at the state that Australian Rugby Union was in prior to him coming in, like, I think they had like a 22% win rate.
Yeah,
he's coming out. It depends how he finishes off the next couple of games, but he's mid-40s, which, you know, in terms of the top tier teams, maybe not amazing. But I feel like, you know, he blooded 18 new caps in his first nine months. it's a rebuild, and I think that's the kind of lens you have to look at it through. And you're listening to, you know, one example of the like the different Aussie guys talking in the media, they really enjoy playing under him.
Yeah.
And it's really like, you know, he's brought in Joseph Soili, he's given them some new talent and a lot of kind of green shoots to build on. They have a new focus on detail of how they play the game and their work rate and everything around that. I think that can only be good. I think, yes, they'll be obviously disappointed about how they went against Italy especially, but look at last November, they were so clever in how they got after Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, you had the intercept from a tight head prop in the half end, but again, that was a Joe Schmidt move to try to play against him. So well prepped for it. You know, he's sitting in the middle. We saw off the tail of the line out, if you remember, they really went after Ireland's delivery. So we might see something like that again, where you're thinking they might go after him in the air because, you know, they've had a bit of confusion in the first few games around not being able to hear things. But Joe will have something up his sleeve around maybe they'll shoot through on the nine when the delivery's made, or maybe they're going to affect the delivery in some other way. They'll be unbelievably prepped. I can see an aerial game. Why wouldn't you if you have Swahili in your team?
Absolutely, yeah.
You're going to get change out of it. And that's kind of how the game has gone, is playing off the broken ball. I can see it being a lot different sides that played against Italy in terms of performance now, maybe not personnel.
Yeah.
But I would be definitely worried going into this game. I wouldn't be brimming with confidence just knowing how prepped he will have them to play against this Ireland side.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The lineout. You knew this was coming.
Yeah.
69% against New Zealand, 82% against Japan.
Yeah.
Doesn't read very well.
The criticism is definitely fair.
Yeah.
A lot of the criticism is saying that there's like a fundamental problem with the lineout, which there isn't. The calling system that they have has been in since the Joe Schmidt days when we were at 90% every week nearly. That's not necessarily what's going on. Like the thing for me is missed calls, and that's the area where that's an individual onus. And I think there'll be big pressure on individuals who've made mental errors. It's not just one person or two people. Like there's a few in it that it's not acceptable at the highest level. And when the calls have been good, which they have, apart from one or two against New Zealand, which again, that's going to happen against good defensive sides. It's hard to say you can just drop someone off the line alone, but if it's going to be winning and losing the games, I think you have to. And the selections, I think, will be around that. I think we might see Caelan Dyers at 7, which would be a good option for a lineup, because it'll open up if Jack Conan is playing 8, and sometimes we have our 8 out of the line as part of the midfield play. We can have we can leave Dyers out, or we can have Dyers in the line as a jumper, or we can have Jack Conan in as a jumper with Josh or Timoney. We don't really have them as jumping options. You're kind of snookered a little bit, so it does open up the options there.
Keane Prendergast was fairly good in the lineup when he came on.
No, he is, and he was class his rip as well. I think he's got that dog in him, which you love to see in the back row. Yeah, so there's definitely options there. But I think one of the things we can't forget as well is like we've gone away from having the likes of say a Dev Toner in our lineup where that's their thing. Like we don't really have a.
7 foot guy.
Not even necessarily a 7 foot guy, but a guy who's just the line out is their main thing, and that probably is an element where I haven't given that probably as much thought versus looking at the process. The more I do look at it, you know, maybe that is a contributing factor, but maybe not. I feel like if you can literally just take out the not being able to hear moments and all the rest, we're not even talking about this. And unfortunately for the callers and the people in that line, it is once there's a spotlight on you, teams will then start going after you more, and then that percentage starts to get harder to make better. So they need a good week this week, iron out all the shite, whether it's silent calls or whatever it is, to get them in and nail their drill, and all of a sudden they'll have a lot more confidence going in. Because there's a cadence and there's a flow to it as well. And when if as a hooker, if I'm coming in and I'm not 100% confident that everyone is going to nail their job, it changes the trajectory of my throw a little bit, because maybe taking a little bit off it, or it's not like necessarily a conscious thought, but it definitely, you're not nailing it to that spot that you've been practicing, you know, for weeks and months, because you're a bit jittery about everyone else doing their job, because ultimately the gun's pointed at you if it goes wrong.
So you just have less to think about, essentially. Like.
When everything's flowing, you're in a flow state, and everything just happens the way it should happen. When it's not, it impacts everyone. It also makes the caller second guess. Do I call this even though I think it's the right call?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if everyone's going to do their job, or everyone's ever going to hear me, or everyone, you know. So it's a knock-on effect.
I think we probably have the best line-out defence in the world to play in a couple of weeks' time in South Africa.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I think, are quite worried about that game. I'd say almost fearful in terms of the fans' kind of overview of it. Would you have confidence in the team at the minute to go out there and put in a result? Obviously, our record over South Africa in recent years has been pretty good. Been quite good, actually. And Razzie has never won a game or coached a game or won a game in Dublin. Do you think we'll win?
I think we can win, yeah. Yeah, I genuinely do. It'll be a very good benchmark of where we're at, because they're flying at the moment. I think their performance against France, if you haven't watched the game, for
they're
anyone,
they were
ridiculous. And they are head and shoulders the number one team in the world, and obviously they have been for a long time. Do I think we will win if we've played the way we have in the prior last 12 months? No. Do we have the performance in us, and do we have the players to win? Yes, and I think that's the bit where I think a lot of and for a good reason, a lot of Irish fans are worried that we're way off.
Yeah.
And I don't think we are way off. I just feel like we're lacking a little bit of confidence, and that can switch. All we need is one good performance, get us moving. Mm. We have players that have beaten this South African side still in our team. Will it mean, if we do manage to beat them, does that change and take away the past 12 months and the performances? I don't think it does. If we lose, I don't think it does either. But what I see is more green shoots, which we're starting to see. We've altered how we're attacking the game with the contestable kicks, and I'd like to see maybe a little bit more on our short side attack. And I feel like it was definitely a step up in the last 2 weeks, or the last week versus the New Zealand game, and where we put our contestable kicks and our change from that. So if that keeps improving, I'll be happy coming out of this November series.
There's been a lot of chatter and criticism about the team selection, specifically this window. I don't think I've ever seen so much focus put on individual selections from a fan and kind of pundit point of view. What's your kind of take on it? Like, I know a lot of people criticise the maybe lack of forethinking or the lack of experimentation. What do you think?
There's an element of people's opinions being tribal as well as everything else.
Yeah.
And I feel when the performances haven't necessarily been to the, you know, we're always kind of probably looking back at the pre-World Cup year and how well they played and how fluid they were. And it's hard to criticise selection when the team is performing that well. But
yeah.
I feel like no matter what kind of change-ups we've had, we just haven't quite hit those highs yet. And I I'm okay with that in this, I think, you know, the cycle of trying to get to the next World Cup. But for me, and the way I always looked at selection, was the players pick the team, and it's on you to be, you know, to remove the colours of the jerseys or anything like that. If you are playing the best out of anyone in your position in the country, and you fit in of what that certain coach wants from you in terms of your job, that's what picks the team. And it's not about where you're from or who you're playing for, as much as, you know, people, just the way the squad has fallen in recent years, that's maybe how they feel. But, you know, even within a club side, it's the individual who picks the team. If you're playing and you're training every day at an 8, 9 out of 10, and that's more than your opposite numbers is doing, you're going to get picked. That's the reality of it.
It looks as though Sam Prendergast has set the start this weekend against Australia. which a lot of people in the early reports are kind of throwing their hands up in the air, like, oh my God, Crowley's lost a jersey. He's only had it for two games. Whereas I think a lot of people are making the argument that this is actually a good thing in terms of we have two tens, we're both starting tens for Ireland. There's no like one or the other. And there's been an issue in Irish rugby over the maybe the last 20 odd years where we've had to have one 10 married to one 10, that's it. What's your view on that and kind of rotating tens?
I think it's good for both of them. I would have expected, even if the shoe was on the other foot and Sam had started the first two, I would have said Jack would have gotten a go this game. I think that's just what's happened, except Jack deserved to be the starter coming in for those first two games. And he would have gotten, Sam would have gotten his shot in one of the two games before the finale. I would say whoever starts the South Africa game, that'll be the telltale of who has come out the better of this November series.
Yeah.
I don't think Jack's played himself out of a jersey or necessarily into the starting jersey 100% just yet. I think he was definitely deserved to get the two out of the three because he was class coming in, especially that Leinster performance. But there isn't enough between them, I think, to just stick with one right now. Yeah. And that's why, as frustrating as it is for, you know, Munster supporters mainly, because, you know, he's their man and of course you're going to be loyal to him. He is in good form, but I feel like, you know, if he'll come off the bench and if he plays as well as he's done in recent form, you know, I can't see why he won't start that South Africa game, assuming Sam doesn't pull trees out of the ground. Well, if Sam's a man of the match performance, then maybe that changes the picture, but there isn't a huge amount in it, but there was always going to be an opportunity for Sam in November. That's what it's about, you know. It's about seeing who plays the best in the new system, who can get the team moving well, and the different combinations and how well they go.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Aussie 10 thing at the moment is a bit of a, I know we talked about it during the week on the show, bit of a puzzle. I think they've used 5 or 6 out halves this season. I'd go through them all. You've Carter Gordon, James O'Connor's been called back into the squad, Tom Lyon is there. What's going on there? James O'Connor was just on a broadcast last weekend playing for the internationals, and now he's called back into the squad and probably will start this weekend. How are you looking at that?
It's tough to be a coach when you tend to the most important position, and you know, after tight head, for me your 10 is easily the most important position, and having continuity to a certain extent isn't, you know, we talked about earlier about how, you know, we're finding it hard nailing down our own, and we're only between two kind of main front runners. Like James O'Connor was brought in as steady the ship. He's not obviously going to be part of the future plans. He did very well in his first game, and thus why he's going to be called in, you know, whenever he's needed. But he's not the solution. He's the he's the quick fix for now to give the likes of Swivey and you know, the amazing backs that they have opportunities to have good moments. But it's a tricky spot to be in because, you know, they don't have a standout young talent yet who's put their hand up that I'm going to be the man. James O'Connor's probably not the most steady person you want to.
No, he's a bit off the cuff,
relying on. Yeah, but there's a beauty in that as well. But he's definitely matured as time has gone on into a good 10. He was obviously an amazing winger back in the day. But it's definitely somewhere where Ireland can target. Depending on who they go with this weekend, but if it is O'Connor, like, he is definitely someone they can get after, just because he's coming in and out of that team. He doesn't have the same continuity of the lads. He said he's doing, not that punditry is going to affect your gameplay too much, but there's an element of being in the environment and out of the environment, and that has to be something maybe that Ireland can get into.
And Schmidt doesn't strike me as someone who would be totally comfortable in the situation he's in with his 10. He had such a good relationship with Johnny Sexton for Ireland for so many years. He strikes me as someone that wants his 10 and he can just sit down with him and have a very close relationship with. He's had 6 different ones this season, so it's a bit like, oh God, can we just get one guy that's in shape, fit, just no injuries, just ready to go? He just hasn't really got that. So I'd imagine that's bothering him.
Definitely. And James O'Connor specifically is the least Joe Schmidt type character that I could think of to fill the void, but he's a good player. And, if Joe needs you and you're a good player, you'll get picked as long as you're performing. So we'll see. We'll see what version of a performance he can put out against Ireland if he starts. But it'd be like stability would be high on the list for Joe, and I'm not sure. He's gotten that. Well, he definitely hasn't gotten that from any of the ones he's picked so far.
No. Score predictions this weekend against Australia, James. How do you think it will go?
I feel like it'll be low 20s, high teens kind of score. Okay. Hopefully with Ireland on the right side of that.
Similar to last year, really.
Yeah, I feel like they'll kick their points and get themselves in good positions. I feel like we can kind of probably get into them around our maul and our set plays. So, I'm not one for the picking the points, but I feel like both will definitely at least get into the teens, not the 20s, so high enough scoring.
Who are you looking out for this weekend?
I'm excited to see Matt Hansen if he comes back in and how he goes at full back. I think that's an exciting one. We need a cover for Hugo Keenan there, and I think Jamie's been class, but we also need another backup again. So I'm excited to see that. Whoever starts at 10, if it is Sam, how he goes. Obviously, as a Newbridge alumni, I'd like to see him go well, but for Irish rugby too, I think the flow and the feel about how excited people are is heavily dependent on how the 10 steers them. So I hope he goes well.
I'm going to nail you down here, James. You're going to have to give me a scoreline.
Okay, I'm going to say 21 points to 18. Okay. Yeah, there we are.
Make sure you stay tuned to Off the Ball for all of our coverage of a packed rugby season. A massive thanks to Renault for sponsoring this series, and check out their new series of hybrid powertrain vehicles, the Austral, the Captor, and the Symbios. The Renault range is reliable and comes with a 5-year warranty.